You're listening to Jim Rico Radio on the World Wide Web.
Hey, Katie, I want to thank you for allowing us to interview you today.
Oh, no, thank you for interviewing me.
No problem. So what's going on? What do you got going on? I know you just made another track not long ago. What was it called again? It's On Me or something like that? Or
Which one, sorry?
I think it was called It's Only Me or something?
No. Unless I've written that many, I can't remember which one that one is.
What was on your was on your website?
I've got Miss Lionheart.
Miss Lionheart, and then you did another one after that, didn't you?
I've got another one called Don't Go.
Don't Go, that's the one. Yeah. How's that different? You know, I mean, you know, like Miss Lionheart, when you first came out with Miss Lionheart, it sounded different than the one you did recently.
Well, the one I did a few years ago, I pre-recorded it at the studio and didn't realise how big it'd get. Once that I did, obviously put it online, it absolutely blew up everywhere. It wasn't actually a fully finished version. It was literally just a demo because I wanted to write music for other artists and I wasn't planning on singing my own song, so it was kind of a demo track that I could send to singers just to show them what kind of style I wrote in, and then they ended up singing my own song. But this new version is obviously up to date. I felt like I needed to release it officially over all the major platforms, because it just got so big before.
Yeah, because I mean, even the demo version sounded really good. That was the one I fell in love with, actually.
I know a lot of people did really like that one, but I thought because it's 2020 almost and I'm bringing out my EP next year, and it's kind of, my style has changed a lot over the past few years, so I felt like the track, I've kind of kept it the same but just put a bit more drums and beat into it.
So how would you describe your style now?
I'd say it's very alternative slash going kind of electronic style. So it's going to be very, I don't know if you've heard of Billie Eilish.
Oh, absolutely.
So Miss Lionheart will sound nothing like my new EP. My EP is going to be very alternative slash...
That seems to be the way the music's going these days.
Yeah, so it's kind of like Billie Eilish slash Chainsmoker style, my new style.
Ah.
Yeah, we recently heard her on Saturday Night Live. What's the title of the album?
Oh, mine? My new EP?
Yeah.
I don't really have a name for it. I did have the idea of Growth, because I do like that, because the new songs is pretty much... I don't know how to describe it. All the songs are completely different, so it's not a full album about an ex-boyfriend or one specific subject. It's just about me, kind of like my experiences throughout these past few years, really.
But the tracks are going to be kind of like dance music, electronic music?
No, they've got a little bit of an element to electronic in them, but I'm still sticking to my original style, so it is still going to be quite indie. Poppy, but not too pop, not too mainstream, hopefully.
Well, that's probably going to sound
That will be awesome.
Yeah.
It really will.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like your voice is really, sounds really great, you know, with a slow tempo, so.
I'm very excited to hear you're interested in doing more across the big pond, as they say. I can't wait to come to one of your concerts here. It'll be wonderful.
I'm definitely looking to. When I first started my music, it did get a lot of attraction over in America, so I do have a lot of American friends that have made since writing music. And I just felt like America's kind of like one place where I feel like I need to take my music as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just feel like it'd be really good. Just I like to get out of my comfort zone and try new things, and I've always wanted to visit the place, so I'm just looking to kind of like do small tours around there.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Just see some faces. Yeah.
When we did an interview? The first interview was what, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I think it was 2016.
2016. Wow, that's
2016. Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah, that was a good few years ago.
How's the response been from, you know, when you came out with Lionheart, I mean, since then?
Yeah, it's been really, really good. Obviously, a lot of people have heard it before, so when I said I was releasing a new version, I don't think they knew what to expect from it. I think they thought I might have changed it a little bit too much, but since I have released it, everyone absolutely loves it, and yeah, I've had a really good response on that again. It's just kind of... Anybody that has heard it before, it's kind of like pulling them back onto it because it is a brand new release. It wasn't released officially before, but now it is, so I'm looking to absolutely push it and see where it can go now.
Now, did you win an award for that song? I think I came across somewhere where you won some, or you were in a competition, came in first place or something like that.
Oh, I was nominated for Best Alternative Song of 2015 by the Hollywood Music and Media Awards for that song, which was absolutely amazing. And yeah, I'm gutted that I didn't get to go to LA. It was very, very short notice when I got the nomination, but yeah, I would have loved to have gone over there, so hopefully Miss Lionheart can make its way back into that, get nominated again, so I can actually go to LA this time.
Well, that's excellent. Congratulations on that.
There's a little venue in Atlanta. It's called Chastain Park, and you would knock it out. It's
really?
Yes, and it's,
that's where we're currently at, in Atlanta.
Right,
Chicago, Atlanta, but I'm in Atlanta right now.
I live in Atlanta, so Chastain Park would be a great venue. It's intimate, but yet it's large, and they would love you. They would just absolutely love you there.
I'll have to take a look at that then.
So,
I'm definitely definitely looking to come over to the US in 2020.
2020. Do you have a schedule? Do you know what states you're going to be performing at, or just one state, or do you have anything like that?
Well, I have the idea of kind of coming over for a few weeks in summer, and just visiting a few different places. I am on with contacting a few venues, kind of like on a route, and just maybe doing kind of like a little road trip. I just love doing anything like that. Yeah, taking a little road trip and doing some.
2020 is definitely the time to do it.
Yes. Yeah. So I am in contact with some venues at the minute, seeing if I can get any bookings there for next year.
Do you do your own bookings, or do you have a manager that does that?
No, I did have a music manager previously, but I don't feel like it worked as well as me doing things by myself. I'm very independent, so I know what I want to do, and I kind of have my own ways of doing things. But I love the hard work, and I love the whole journey of it. If I had somebody else doing it for me, then
yeah.
I love doing it all myself. It's just, I get really nice satisfaction from it.
Well, you got to pick like maybe LA, Atlanta, Chicago, New York.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I'm definitely looking to come over to Chicago because I do have a few people that kind of like attract, like my music attracted over that side originally first, and then there was South Dakota. I don't know how far that is. My geography is rubbish. But yeah, I'm definitely looking to kind of visit different places that is on some kind of route.
Yeah.
South Dakota, you're going to need snowshoes and really warm clothes.
Yeah, I mean, when I first interviewed you, I represented, I mean, I pushed it out to Chicago and basically everywhere here in the U.S., but mainly Chicago.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, I mean...
I have made a lot of American friends since then. It's been amazing. Yeah, I do have a lot of really nice, good support from people in America. It's brilliant.
Yeah, we're going to push this one worldwide, too, so you're going to get a lot of exposure from this interview as well.
Oh, fab.
Yeah. So how many songs are going to be on the new EP?
So there is going to be six.
Six songs.
I have currently wrote three, almost four. I've just another two to write. But I've kind of got about 200 songs, half written and unfinished, that I should probably revisit and probably finish.
Wow, that's a lot
in time.
Yeah.
Now, and are they from the same producers or different producers or collaborations?
I have a band called The Dunwells. I don't know if you've heard of them. They've done a lot of tours in America as well. They're doing so well at the minute. They've been one of my favourite bands for years. And then I've luckily had the opportunity to write music with them last year, and then they have offered to release and record my EP for me. So, yeah, I'm doing that the first week of February 2020, and I'm looking to do a lot of collaborations with other artists and also try and do a lot of charity gigs.
That's
one thing that I really, really have always done and do love doing.
I'm very passionate about that as well.
Reach out to a lot of people that way in a good way.
You know, there's a saying, give the world the best you have and the best will come back to you.
Yes.
So yes. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah, me too. Well, I've been writing music since I was nine, so it's not something I do for kind of money.
It's for the love.
It's always been a passion of mine, so if I can raise some money singing... seeing some of my own songs, and I will do that happily, because it doesn't mean anything to me at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, I mean, you do it because you love it. So we got Katie Ellie here on Gem Rico Radio. Katie Ellie, you know, so your tour is going to start here in the US February 2020.
No, I'm writing my EP in February 2020, but I am looking to come over to the US for the summer.
Okay, yes. So this summer we can look for you.
Now, you do a lot of writing. How many songs do you have, you know, under your belt right now, you know, that you wrote?
Oh my gosh, I have around 250 songs unfinished, half finished, and a lot of them could probably be absolutely amazing, but I start writing a song and then I get ideas for another song whilst I'm halfway through that song. I never end up finishing that song.
I know how that is.
You like wake up in the middle of the night, write a few lines down and go back to sleep, and the list gets longer and longer.
Then sometimes you just forget how to, you know, what's next, you know.
Yeah, no, so a lot of the time I do, if I'm out anywhere, I do get ideas for a song, so I will literally open up my voice recorder in my phone, sing a little bit into the voice recorder to remind me what song I've just come up with.
Everybody does that.
Well, I don't do that because I don't sing well, but...
Oh, I do that a lot. I don't want to miss anything.
I make my cat's ears wiggle when I sing, but I still sing.
Do you play an instrument, Katie?
Pardon?
Do you play an instrument?
Well, I did play piano when I was younger, and I have the memory of a fish, and I completely forgot. People say you can't forget to play, but I really, really can. I try to play the guitar, but my fingers are too stubby.
Oh, so are mine.
So
I don't believe that.
Well, I burnt my fingers when I was young. An iron fell on my fingers and burnt my cuticles. So I can't, they're like fettered in my other fingers.
No, well.
So I can't get the
fat
guitar
finger
strings.
Fobbles.
Huh?
So you do fat finger fobbles.
Well, I can't.
Play the ukulele.
My fingers are too fat.
Play the ukulele. I don't know. we're getting off the subject here. I'm sorry.
Little human
mistakes. Is it a cajon? Like a little box that you sit on. It's kind of like a drum, like a very easy drum.
Yes.
Those are cool.
I'd love to be able to play one of those. I think that's about as adventurous as I can go with instruments.
How about the harmonica? I mean, there's basically hardly any training for the harmonica.
Seriously, Will?
Just sucked in and blown out.
With a voice like that, you're going to tell her to play the harmonica? Seriously, Will?
It's an easy instrument.
Yeah.
They do sound really nice, though. They do sound amazing.
So is there anything you want to add, you know, to the podcast here that you want people to know? Or, you know, I mean, are you selling Lionheart right now, or?
I'm kind of pushing Spotify more than anything. It is available to buy on iTunes and Amazon, Google Play and all those kind of websites. But if you do have Spotify, you can stream it for free. And I do appreciate that people might not want to buy music as much. People do stream a lot more, so it is available on Spotify to stream for free and download in our 2 playlist.
Oh, excellent.
Honey, I've been listening to your music, and you have been working for it. You deserve it.
Really,
the songs are brilliant.
I would just have someone else do that part for you and just keep rocking out, you know what I mean? When you come up with something, just rock it out.
Yeah, I know,
I'm
so determined, yeah.
You know, because it's a lot of work trying to do all those other parts of this business, so.
Yeah.
Just asking people what they are most thankful for, because we all have things to be thankful for. So,
ooh.
I know. Serious, isn't it? There's so many things.
Yeah. The first thing that came to my head was having a roof over my head. As cheesy as that does sound.
It does not sound cheesy.
That's bingo right there.
That's...
No. Yeah, I think that's my main thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Having a roof over our head, having our tummies full, having good friends... a good pub to go to every now and again.
That's a very important one.
And our animals and our loved ones. And
I'm thankful she can make really good drinks.
Oh, ha ha ha. That way he doesn't have to go anywhere. Because we don't drink and drive, but, you know. Here or down in the South, if you drink and drive, they'll put you away. And it's I don't want him to go away quite yet.
Okay. So, Katie, where can we pick up your music? What stores are they available at?
Spotify.
So they are. It is available on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, a website, a station called Deezer, iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
Is on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. There's countless. Amazon, Google Play.
Wow. You're everywhere.
Yeah, I know. You can't skip me now.
I played your song for you yesterday.
I loved it.
Thanks.
Loved it.
Is there a favorite spot where you perform, where you're at right now, that, you know, people see you perform?
No, I've been a little bit quiet on the performing front at the minute.
Oh.
No, I've kind of done gigs and performances in different areas. I don't tend to stick to the same place.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just taking a little break for the holidays.
Yeah.
Getting your head together.
Yeah.
Planning the big US. Visit?
Looking to just venture around, just venture around different cities and places. And I don't want to, as much as I love my hometown, I don't just want to stick to one place where I gig all the time, because I don't want to be that kind of artist.
Right.
Totally.
Yes,
I'm very adventurous.
And that's the best way to be. Just grab life and live it and enjoy it and...
no distractions, just concentrate on your music, blow it out, record it, let them hear it, you know?
I think it's the best that I'm independent as well, so I can do what I want when I want, work with who I want, visit as many places as I want, be in contact with as many people as I like, and I like that. I think people appreciate the fact that they can come to me directly if they want to book me, or they want to ask me any questions or just to talk to me. So I'm quite personable, so I will respond to everybody, rather than having to go through, say, a manager or a label or anything like that. I am enjoying just being me at the minute.
Totally independent.
Yeah.
What would you say to your fans, I mean, you know, that are loving your music right now? I mean, I love your music, so, I mean, you know, how does that make you feel that so many people are enjoying what you're doing and, you know, getting the message in your music? You know, how does that make you feel?
It is absolutely amazing, because, like I said earlier, I've never written for anybody else, I've always written for myself. So it is kind of standing in front of a massive crowd of people, the whole world naked. It really is. It's obviously showing people parts of yourself that is very, 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 very vulnerable.
And very personable. You know, it's very personal. You don't, hard thing to do.
It's nice that people can connect to my music, and obviously they do find a lot of my music relatable as well, which is nice, and I think that's the main thing for me. If I can obviously change, if somebody, one person has the song on repeat because it's changed their life, then that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Well, as of last night, you have at least 50 new fans, because I sent it out to some of my friends, and they love it. So
good.
So
thanks. Thank you.
You're coming in Georgia. Yay! Woohoo!
is it possible to get a photo from you, a recent photo for our promotional graphic, Katie?
Oh gosh. Yeah.
You know, one that hasn't been out there, because I want to put something fresh out there.
I don't think I have any pictures of me, really. Like, professional-looking pictures.
Well, just like a recent one, you know, like a recent one that's not online that I can use in a graphic.
Okay, yeah, I'll have a look through.
Yeah, just send it to my email.
Yeah.
He put my picture on there yesterday, and it looks like I have a black eye, but I don't. I'm like, geez, Will.
That's because you put the makeup on one eye and you forgot to put it on the other eye.
Whatever. He needs to take care of that, because I look like I've been socked.
Oh, please don't do that to me.
Oh, he wouldn't. He wouldn't do it to you. He just, you know, he'll do it to me, but not you.
That won't happen.
No.
Because we're going to promote it worldwide, so I just want a nice picture of you that no one's seen already. That way they can, you know, see something new.
And candid shots are the best shots anyway.
Because sorry.
The candid shots are the best shots anyway, because you look the most happiest and the most natural. Instead of the, you know, the ones that are done professionally that make you hold your neck this way and your head that way and your body's all distorted, you know.
I'm too far too awkward for that professional stuff.
Yeah.
I'm far too awkward.
Me too.
You know, were you born and raised in Bradford?
Yes.
Born and raised in Bradford. How many years have you been there? I mean,
none of your business. That means she'll know how old she is.
It's a lot politer than saying how old you are.
I'll smack you if you ask her how old she is. That's rude.
So, I'm 28.
28. Aww. Oh, wow. You look a hell of a lot younger.
I know. I was going to say 28, going on 21. I still get asked for ID everywhere I go.
I was going to say.
I will be offended. I will be offended when I stop getting asked for ID.
Are you married, engaged, or?
I am engaged.
Awesome. Congratulations.
We'll go down there for the wedding.
Yes. That would be super cool.
Do you need a visa to go to London?
You need a passport, yes. Passport. I have a passport. You do not, but you will. Because we're going to go to Scotland. We're going to go to Glasgow. And we're going to see MacLean Castle. Because that's my family's castle. Even though, you know, it's not our castle anymore because somebody took it away from us. But you know how that goes.
We just came back from vacation. We were from one side to the other.
Yeah. We did.
Where did you go?
We went to
Michigan
to see his
Atlanta,
family.
Chicago, yeah. Daytona, Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah.
Disney World.
Disney World was a disappointment, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would have rather went to Universal. I'm a Harry Potter fan. You know, what can I say? But, whatever.
So, yeah, hey, Katie, thanks for joining us today. Are you going to do some videos for your music or for your recent EP that's coming out?
Yeah, I'm looking to do that. To be honest, I do have ideas, and I've drawn up some ideas for an official video for Miss Lionheart, because I do feel like that would be a good one to put a video to.
We want to thank you for being here today on Gem Rico Radio, Katie.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and have an amazing Thanksgiving.
That would be awesome. I enjoyed meeting you.
Any questions?
I am a true fan. And,
Katie's badass, dude.
She is. I wasn't going to say that because that's not a word I would use on the radio, but,
That voice is killing him out there. So.
Yeah. You are a badass. You really are. It's wonderful. Love it. Love it.
I mean,
people from 16 to 93 have listened to you last night and they love you.
Oh. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, 16 to 93. I've got a 93-year-old that's rocking out to your music and can identify with Miss Lionheart very well.
That's superb writing.
It is superb. Superb.
All right, Katie. Well, we'll talk to you. Stay in touch. And be sure to send those over, please.
Yes, will do.
It was a pleasure. And
I
hope we get to meet each other and definitely get to talk again.
Anything
I'll
you want
let
to
you
say?
Know when I will be over in the U.S.
Awesome.
Anything you want to say to the listeners?
Thanks so much for listening to our music and have an amazing Thanksgiving.
Excellent, excellent. You too.
Well,
thank you.
It'll be just Thursday for her tomorrow because she's in the UK. But enjoy something wonderful.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Alrighty, thanks a lot, Katie. Talk to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What's on your mind? Are you there? Are you lost? And he said, I close my eyes, but this path is not safe to cross. And we'll hold on to what.
You're listening to Jem Rico Radio on the World Wide Web.